This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because you're listening to this radio show. A lot of things going on. Of course, Mueller, Barr. Yeah, William P. Barr comes out. Man, does he come out and does he come out screaming. Anyway, a lot of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. We want to make sure that you get everything. Remember, we're part of the Red State Talk Radio group. Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster right here with Agenda 21 Radio. Red State Talk Radio. And, of course, get the app for Red State Talk Radio. That way you get all 36 hours of live conservative talk radio. It's the only thing going on. In the Epoch Times, well, they like us too. Anyway, so a lot of things going on. We're going to start unpackaging, I guess you can say, what has been going on with this whole thing. I'm trying to get the trying to get some feed, some discussion going on here. There's some very good commentary going on with some of the news groups, except for, well, I'm not too sure it's going really well over at the others, you know, the Alphabet Soup group. Those kind of people, I think that there's some doubt, if you will, about what is really going on there. But we have a lot of different things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. One of them is the Oroville Dam situation is becoming quite dire, and we're going to be talking about that just a little bit. I can only limited talk about it because of the circumstances. But anyway, we will be breaking that news to you. It is, like I said, very dire. Okay, now William Barr. I'm going to chime in here, see if they've got something going on Fox News, and this is a discussion, I believe. Who is this? The evidence that I want to hear a little bit of this. I'm as curious as you are about some of this stuff, so I'm going to chime in right now. They're talking about the president's going to be making some announcements, I guess. Barr, of course, came out, and the phrase I got from Bill Barr out of all the discussion that we just heard in his report that he came out with, and we heard everything exclusively here on Agenda 21 Radio, that no evidence, just after one charge after another, no evidence of Russian collusion. It just wasn't even there. Now, were they saying that the president was pushing back against the whole report and attempted to cover it up or whatever, or basically threaten people behind the scenes, if you don't punch them in the nose? Guess what? It's very limited information on that, and there was clearly not enough to come out for any kind of conspiracies or anything. It just wasn't there. And of course, the other side is going to blow up on this. We know that they're blowing up right now. We're on blow up control mode or observation. We're going to see where the blow ups are going on. They're dicing it out right now, and they're going to come back with a fury. Adam Schiff. One of the buckaroos, remember, I'm sure he's going to have his say. Who else? Oh, Nadler, Mr. Nadler. Just look for whatever they can pull out of this report by, William Barr. A lot of questions about the impropriety. They were trying to make the case that he is acting as the attorney, literally, for the President of the United States. And of course, that wasn't true at all. The facts stand. He was basically taking the information, obviously, that Robert Mueller wrote. He wrote it. Much of what he explained here is just direct evidence written by Mueller. There is no there. Hello. Now, you've heard me preaching for years now. Years. That's the insane part about this, about how this president has been taking grief from everybody, and it's a phony, trumped-up charge. Get it? Trumped up. And I use that word, of course, purposely. Trumped-up charge. Charges against Trump. You're trumping up charges against Trump. That's really all it was. It was a witch hunt. And actually, Barr made that statement. The president has had to endure this before he was president, when he became president, and after he's president. And all of it's a lie. That's what he's saying. Now, that's what these people, I heard some commentary between the hours, he's acting like the president's attorney. Really? How about just common sense? Of course, I'm a partisan, obviously. And everybody's going to say, well, you support Barr. Well, no, I support common sense. I'm the guy who said when Barr came on board, I said, oh, my God, what are we going to get with this guy? And then I came in and started looking at Barr because I didn't really know who he was and started looking at him, and he's a straight shooter. But then I found out, oh, he's Mueller's friend. Well, and he is. That's an element we must consider here. William Barr and Robert Mueller are friends. They're very close friends. They go to church together. Their wives are friends. So what you have here are two friends getting together, and I'm sure they talked about it a lot. I know they'll get in and say, we didn't talk. And I'm sure he did not see. I do believe that Barr did not see anything of the report until he got it. But I'm sure that friends are friends. Now, you got to remember, the seed plant for all this was done by William Barr. I mean, this is the interesting thing about this whole situation. In fact, if you go to the Agenda 21 Radio, there's a story that we got from the Epoch Times, a common thread in events ahead of Mueller report. Now, let's see now, based upon what we heard here, let's go down some of the common threads. A common thread, this is written by Jeff Carlson. The weeks leading up to the release of the special counsel report gave us a nearly unprecedented volume of news events connected to the Spygate scandal, Ukraine, and ongoing investigations. From the release of depositions to the latest comments from newly installed Attorney General Barr, the news flow has been nearly overwhelming. Here's some interesting things. Barr was confirmed on February 14th. despite the objections of Democrats over a 19-page... This is the seed plant. This is it. Despite the objections of Democrats over a 19-page memo that Barr had written to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein in June of 2018, describing why he believed President Donald Trump hadn't obstructed justice when he fired Director James Comey. Aha, let's dive into this memo. A 19-page report. But first, what is this? We've got something from ages back from C-SPAN. And this is an article that was written by Devlin Barrett of the Epoch Times. And we're going to run out of time here. We're going to. I'll give you the lead in, and then we'll come back with the video. There's a portion of a little history about Barr, which we're going to get into. William Barr, who was nominated. See, this is the lead in, because this is written in December of 2018, and they're talking about this. So we're going to run out of time, but we're going to come to this. Come on. Okay. Anyway, my apologies. We're just being overwhelmed, like it says here, about this 19-page memo written to Rod Rosenstein about why Barr felt basically the president's being railroaded. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, here comes the crazy train. And we're talking about this Mueller memo. And, you know, to give you a clue, to give you a hint, the seed plant, I think, for all this, the clue, I think people were, I guess you'd say it's the life vest. It's the life ring, you know. The ship is sinking, but we're going to throw you, you know, afloat. Keep you afloat. Maybe Washington or parts of Washington were doing that with Trump or Mueller with by way of Barr. Now, keep in mind, William Barr and Robert Mueller are best friends. Wives go out there all the time. They go to church together. They're buddies. They've known each other for a long time. And now what we see or what we take a look at is we've got Barr in there, and basically Flynn comes in, not Flynn, but Mueller comes in with a clean report for the president. Not only was there no collusion, but there was no obstruction of justice. None. I mean, certainly not enough to raise it to the level of any kind of criminal complaint. And that's written by Mueller. Barr did not write it. Mueller wrote it. That's Mueller who wrote it. Now, the 18th, there was a memo that came out in June 18, 2018. Now, this is how it goes. This is, I'm going to read you this story. I think it's pretty important. I'm going to back up here, though, but I'm going to read you this story. It says, the memo written in June and addressed to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is likely to raise, now this article was written in December 20, 2018, and it's before his confirmation. So keep this in mind. It says, the memo is likely to raise alarms among Democrats who have sought to protect Mueller, the Mueller investigation, and it could intensify the partisan fights surrounding Barr when he becomes or comes before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Of course, we can say that now in modern history here that the fights are happening now, clearly. Even before the memo, Barr was expected to be grilled about his past statements regarding special counsel investigations, controversial decisions President Trump has made, and whether he would publicly pledge to protect the Mueller investigation from political interference. Barr wrote, listen to this, Barr wrote that Mueller's theory of obstruction, quote, is premised on a novel and legally insupportable reading of the law. This is his friend now. Moreover, in my view, if credited by the department, it would have grave consequences far beyond the immediate confines of this case and would do lasting damage to the presidency and to the administration of law within the executive branch. And isn't that what they've been trying to do? Isn't that what they've been trying to do is destroy the rule of law and especially attack the presidency? Now, see, they gave complete lawlessness a pass with Obama, even the rollover Republicans. But when it comes to President Trump, who's law-abiding, oh, no, we got to have lawlessness again. We're comfortable in that lawless zone, and why not? It says here, since being named special counsel in May of 2017, shortly after Trump fired, don't listen to this, fired Comey as FBI director, Mueller has been investigating whether any Trump associates conspired with the Kremlin to interfere with the 2016 election. Now, this is the sweet spot on the bat. He has also been investigating whether Trump or his associates attempted to obstruct the FBI's investigation of those issues. Now, we know all this has been trumped up. They know that the dossier is completely trumped up. We know that the investigation that started the whole thing from the get-go with the Flynn memo, with all the things about Flynn, trumped up. Everything. Anything to tie it with Russian collusion, trumped up. Okay, we can get into Perkins Coie. We can get into all that discussion. But the bottom line, it was trumped up. And it was trumped up by people like McCabe, partisans, hacks for Hillary Clinton, the whole group. And then you get into the emails. You get into the text messages back and forth between, Lisa Page and who was the other one? I can't think of his name right now. You had the paramours going on. Anyway, you had that affair going on with the chief investigators of the whole thing. All that was winding itself in. So as soon as it started to become evident in the media what was going on, through testimony by themselves, Peter Strzok, there it is. Strzok and Page. Listen, I got to tell you something. To this day, on Agenda 21 Radio, there's like the top 10 articles that we've published over the last 11 years that the Lisa Page, Peter Strzok articles about them have been top 2 and 3 in the top 20. You believe that? Thousands and thousands of people have viewed and read those articles. I'm like going, where is this coming from? Anyway, just a little side note that has been going. See, we keep these statistics, you know. Anyway, so that's in the midst of all this, and this is all known by Barr and everybody else. This is the article goes on about the investigation. It says this. Like I said, this is the sweet spot on the bat. Barr, who served as the Attorney General in the early 1990s under President George H.W. Bush, said in the memo that he is in the dark about many facts, but I hope my views may be useful. All right. The memo argued that a president can be investigated for acts that would directly alter the investigation, such as suborning perjury and destroying evidence. Remember this suborning perjury business. They were really hot on that, the Democrats were. But Barr contended that the department should not investigate the president for acts that are allowed under his legal authority as president, but could, in theory, be done for the purpose of blocking an investigation. In theory, not allowed under his legal authority. And there we go. This is where their arguing points were, is that Donald Trump shouldn't be allowed to use his legal authority. That was their point. Now, Barr comes back and says, wait a minute. I haven't read the whole thing, so I'm sure that he's Specifically, Barr wrote that because a president has the power to hire and fire an FBI director, Mueller should not investigate the president's decision to fire Comey. He wrote that doing so would ultimately limit the chief executive's authority over government agencies and the authority of senior Justice Department officials who might later decide to shut down investigations or not approve the filing of charges. Mueller should not be permitted to demand that the president submit to interrogation about alleged obstruction, Barr wrote, apart from whether Mueller has a strong enough factual base for doing so, Mueller's obstruction theory is fatally conceived. So he writes this, and then he gets confirmed. And they know this. They know that that came up. They bought it. They knew it. And they approved him. And the rest now is history, because he has, in my opinion, I think he's done a fair balancing act here with the president. Let's see if I can pop this in. I'm not going to be able to. This is something that came up, too.
Destructive of our system of government, of the rule of law, or the Department of Justice as an institution, than any toleration of political interference with the enforcement of the law.
President Trump announced that he will nominate William Barr to be attorney.
Okay, now that clip you just heard came from the 1980s during his original confirmation under George Bush. So, 1990s, I'm sorry. That was Reagan. 1990. That's when it goes back. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Government of the rule of law, or the Department of Justice as an institution, than any toleration of political interference with the enforcement of the law.
President Trump announced that he will nominate William Barr to be Attorney General. Barr served as Attorney General from 1991 to 1993 under President George H.W. Bush. He emphasized the prosecution of violent crime, mandatory sentencing, and building new prisons.
The problem today is that the efforts at revitalizing our urban areas are being strangled by crime. And it is increasingly clear that the suppression of crime today is an absolute prerequisite for social programs to be successful.
Now, in the 60s and 70s, we didn't build prisons. We didn't put people in prison. And when we did put people in prison, they served short sentences. And what happened during the 60s and 70s, the violent crime rate quadrupled during those two decades, the sharpest increase ever.
The breakdown of the family, coupled with the inability of the community to uphold standards and to hold people accountable for their actions, and finally, that public institutions, including the public schools, can no longer act in loco parentis. I agree with you to the extent that we don't have a substitute for the family because public institutions can no longer act with moral authority the way parents can. And so we're sort of awash in these unsocialized children, and no one can step in and perform the role that the family can.
Following his tenure as Attorney General, Barr held executive positions in telecom corporations.
There's no institution that is potentially as central to our economic and our communal life as the Internet. It's more than just a method of communication. It's really a marketplace where buyers find sellers and commercial transactions are executed. And it's more than an entertainment media. It's become the primary means of the dissemination of opinions and ideas. It's really become very much a commons, a public commons and a public forum.
He backed President Trump in the 2016 presidential election and has said he supported the decision to fire FBI Director James Comey.
And while I admire Jim Comey a lot, I think he's contributed a lot to the country. He's enormously gifted. He crossed the basic line back in July, a fundamental line in the department, which is that investigations are supervised and directed by the lawyers, the prosecutors at the department, not the agents.
Barr praised former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who resigned at President Trump's request.
Well, 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 that was Bill Barr. You heard from comments that he was making in various testimonials. Then, of course, the last one was in talking about his support for the firing of Comey. So you think that I mean, without hesitation, Trump nominated him. And, you know, you got to remember, the confirmation hearings for these types of appointments are approved by the Senate. Okay? So the House has nothing to do with it. And who... Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that part, right? Who controls the Senate? So he got the votes necessary, and he was in. And, of course, that's why everybody in the House is apoplectic right now. That, I mean, to hear... We got to get some, Waters. I think she's a buckaroo. Yeah, Adam Schiff. Buckaroo, Eric's Wall. And, I mean, they're just the general. And Kamala Harris. She's also one of the buckaroo-ettes. Remember, we said she's a buckaroo-ette. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to bring you up to speed again. It's Ed Buck. Remember Ed Buck? We're just having a little bit of fun, and we can do that right now because we're in charge. We're winning. This is what winning feels like. Okay, this is what it feels like. Get it ingrained with it. Embrace it. It's okay. And there's some people losing. There's no question about it. Those that were winning and dominating and beating us around the head and shoulders, they're losing. And you know what? They're losing. But we're winning. And everybody else is winning too. Freedom and liberty is winning as well. This is what it feels like. This is what it looks like. This is how the transition, the changes. Everybody was saying, Where is Trump? For 2 years. I mean, I get harangued by people all the time. Now, I know somebody's listening who's going to go, oh, boy, you're talking about me. Yes, I am. Because, you know, non-believers that something can't happen. If this can happen, what we're seeing, this president recover from a coup d'etat, which is exactly what this is. And then all of a sudden you get Bill Barr step up. In the shambles of this investigation, right? He steps up. And he's just telling the truth. See, he's a straight... And again, the evidence was in this clip. I think I'm going to play this clip again for reinforcement. I think it's just good statements that are coming. Listen to what he talks about, the morality of the parents and the schools and all that stuff. This guy is a conservative through and through. Credentials are absolutely impeccable. He's a straight shooter, and he tells it like it is. And you know what? Mueller told it like it was. And that's what they have to live with over there. It was a very easy decision to come up with that 4-page document to say, this is what I found. I'm Bill Barr. Hello, over here, I'm Bill Barr, your attorney general. And this is what I found. There's no there, just exactly what we've been haranguing and telling you about. I'm going to get back into this clip. I think this is just too premium to pass up. So we're going to get back into it. Here we go.
Of our system of government.
Listen.
Of the rule of law. or the Department of Justice as an institution, than any toleration of political interference with the enforcement of the law.
President Trump.
Political interference. Political interference is a big one with him. No political interference. And this is, you sense it, you see it. You see it in his actions today. He's not going to be bought. And when the political interference was coming from the reporters, he was backing away going, wait a minute, no. I'm going to the next question. He called on Eric, I think. That as soon as they started to pull in the swamp water with questioning, he backed away from it. He hit it up. He said, it's not happening here.
Trump announced that he will nominate William Barr to be Attorney General. Barr served as Attorney General from 1991 to 1993 under President George H.W. Bush. He emphasized the prosecution of violent crime, mandatory sentencing, and building new prisons.
This is where the mandatory sentencing stuff started, was with him. Well, from the federal level, when it's everybody, we were being in the city centers. Oh, gee, what's happening now? The city centers are just going bonkers because of the lowered sentencing structures, right? We're seeing that in California. What about see, this is where we have this whole problem in New California that we've declared with the president. Hey, guess what? We have lawlessness going on here. We're no longer protected by that Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. It says, hey, we're guaranteed freedom from domestic violence and freedom from invasion. He took on the freedom from invasion object just a couple days ago, saying there's new rules coming down from the Attorney General for what? How these, family units are handled. In other words, we're going to cut through the crap. You men that are coming across with a baby in one arm that you probably stole and kidnapped down south beyond the border, you're not a family unit. That's what he said. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, I just I bit at the shining. You know, I'm like a fish. You know? I'm a fish swimming around in the studio, and a lure is tossed my way. You know how lures are. You know, they drag it. You drag it through the water, and it shimmers, and you bite. The fish bites. Well, you know, that's me. I got this big screen, and this lure comes shining across the screen. And I bite. So here I am biting. I'm biting on the Drudge Report, the Drudge Lure. I'm fishing. Mueller finds 10 obstruction cases that Barr says aren't crimes. Shocking. Here we go. Consider Trump frustration with media when deciding. Nadler demands Mueller testify. Here we go. So let's dig into these things. Mueller report recounts 10 episodes involving Trump and questions of obstruction. 10 episodes. 10 episodes. This is Mueller now saying this. I want to make sure that we get this out. This is what they're trying to hang their hat on. You know, it's a cheap shot is what it is by Mueller. Got to keep the drama going. That's what it is. Okay, let's make this very clear. There is no evidence of any of this stuff. But 10 episodes, there you go. It's episodes versus evidence. So this is what the key points that this is from a CNBC report. Well, they're a little bit more credible than the other PMS and NBC and all that stuff. Okay, special counsel counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigate recounts 10 episodes involving questions of President Donald Trump and obstruction of justice, Attorney General William Barr says. Barr explains his decision not to charge the president with obstructing the investigation, saying the DOJ considered Trump's actions and his motives. Okay. The Justice Department considered President Donald Trump's frustrations about media and political speculation about the Russian investigation when deciding whether to charge him with obstructing the probe, Attorney General William Barr said Thursday. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on this investigation recounts 10 episodes involving Trump and questions of obstruction of justice, Barr said, after reviewing the information gathered by Mueller, the top Justice Department official, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein concluded there was insufficient evidence to charge the president with obstruction of justice, obstructing the probe into Russian efforts to influence the 2016 election. So what we have is this. No evidence there was collusion. And there is insufficient evidence. See, this is the bait thing. Insufficient evidence looked at by Rod Rosenstein's, who we're all saying Rod Rosenstein's in bed with Obama, right? Now, he's saying there wasn't sufficient evidence for obstruction. So there's no obstruction. But, you know, there's that lingering little bit that the Democrats... See, the Democrats have to have something, right? Everybody wins to a degree. But let's listen to the fury now. We're going to get Waters and water. And see, we're going to indict. We're going to impeach him. Department of says the special counsel himself did not weigh in on obstruction. Oh, hello. That should tell you everything right there. And noted that the report does not exonerate Trump. Barr previously said in a summary of the report. A redacted version of the approximately 400-page report is expected to be released today. Well, it was. During his roughly 20-minute remarks Thursday, the Attorney General, who you heard this, the Attorney General stressed that Mueller found no evidence that Americans, including the President of the United States or anyone associated with his campaign, conspired or coordinated with Russia. He noted that as President, as the President said from the beginning, there was, in fact, no collusion with Moscow's attempts to interfere with the election. I hate it when this happens. Don't you? I mean, he was very explicit about that. Barr's press conference will only fuel concerns about the independence, about his independence. Congressional Democrats have questioned why the Attorney General decided not to charge Trump, especially because of a memo he wrote. See, there's that memo. There's that memo they're throwing out. Barr told reporters Thursday he felt the Justice Department had to decide whether Trump's conduct was criminal because Mueller did not. Mueller did decide it. Mueller said no. No criminal here. In outlining the department's decision not to charge Trump with trying to derail the probe, the Attorney General said officials considered not only whether the acts were obstructive, but also the president's motives behind the actions. Barr said the DOJ considered the unprecedented situation Trump faced. And this is the word, unprecedented situation Trump faced entering office, and what he called substantial evidence in Mueller's report to show that the president was frustrated and angered by his sincere belief that the probe undermined his presidency. Did you hear that? We heard that from the report before. We're running out of time. Where in the world is the time? Time is flying, and we are not. It says here, Trump faced entering office and what he called its substantial evidence in Mueller's report. That was, okay, in Mueller's report, to show that the president was frustrated and angered, this is a quote from the report, by a sincere belief that the probe undermined his presidency. And it was, wasn't it? Everybody and their mother could see that. He added, nonetheless, the White House fully cooperated with the special counsel, providing unfettered access to campaign and White House documents, directing senior aides to testify freely, and asserting no privilege claims. And at the same time, the president took no action that, in fact, deprived the special counsel of the documents and witnesses necessary to complete the investigation, apart from whether the acts were obstructive. The evidence of non-corrupt motives weighs heavily against any allegations that the president had a corrupt interest or intent to obstruct the investigation. It's pretty hard to show obstruction when you give them everything they want and more. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts,
but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
We're back. Don't you hate it when this happens? We return. Some people really hate it. Yes, yes, yes. We're all here. It's all good in the hood. It's getting better in the hood. Have you noticed? I'm sorry, but you got to laugh at some of these things. I mean, really. These guys all thought they were going to get Trump. They're going to get Trump. Ah! We'll get you, Trump. And then there's Adam Schiff, 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 Schiff. There's plenty in that Mueller report. Now we have the unredacted. We're going to get him. There's no there. I mean, no one in the right mind. They're going to try and impeach him, right? Imagine this at the impeachment hearing. Well, you know, the president did fully cooperate. This is what happens. It says it right in the report. This line is what's the get-go line. It's laughable now when you start to take a look at this. The whole thing on obstruction, right? He left the dangling thing out there. He didn't say, well, he didn't say there wasn't any obstruction, but it sure sounds like it, right? So this is what I want to read this again so you get the drift of what Trump did. So this is a quote. This is a quote. Nonetheless, this is from Barr. Nonetheless, the White House fully cooperated with the special counsel's investigation, even though, remember, it goes back to the whole frustration thing. He realized he's being wronged by this investigation, but this is what the president did. Since there's no there, this is what you do. You give him everything. Hey, go dissect the truth. So nonetheless, the White House fully cooperated with the special counsel's investigation, providing unfettered access to campaign and White House documents, directing senior aides to testify freely and asserting no privilege claims. And at the same time, the president took no act that in fact deprived the special counsel of the documents and witnesses necessary to complete the investigation. Apart from whether the acts were obstructive, the evidence of non-corrupt motives weighs heavily against any allegation that the president had a corrupt intent to obstruct the investigation. You see, there's no there either. For obstruction. That's why I say the weight of the evidence here is overwhelming. He didn't try to do any kind of obstruction that's evidenced. He was very frustrated. But being very frustrated, as all of us I'm sure knows, isn't evidence of a crime. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. A21R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. And stay strong, America. Winning, winning, winning. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.